guys. I know it's been like weeks. It feels like years. Today we are going to be talking about spirituality, signs, visions, and everything that aligns with it. It took me a while to think about my next topic. I didn't know what to talk about next. I mean, it's not like I didn't. I had like varieties of topics to talk about. So I didn't know the one to go for next because I realized that I was doing like a lot of relationship topics. And that's not what my podcast is generally about. And being that that's why I try to involve you guys, send me topics and all that. But it just kept coming back to relationships. So I had to put a lot of topics on hold. So someone sent me like a bunch of topics and it was dreams I saw. I know it was two types of dreams. So I'm like, you know what? I'm just gonna talk about one, the dream when we dream. Then the other dreams, I think I talked about it under like trying to figure out your purpose, but I would also dive into it some more later because we all trying to figure ourselves out. I would believe that most people that listen to my podcast are in their 20s, you know, so we all helping each other here, okay? But with spirituality, I would say something that, you know, you have to find yourself. Spirituality is not something that comes with you just because you were born into a Christian home and all your life you went to church. There's a difference between religion and spirituality. Like I said, when I say things on my podcast, it's my words. And so you can send me messages and talk to me. And, you know, I want to learn how you think too. My definition of religion as spirituality might be different from yours. Religion is something that I would say sometimes is not a choice, especially if you're born to a whole Christian home. So growing up, you would have to be a Christian for a while. So maybe later in the future, when you're about to start your own family, you decide if you want to convert or not, right? Spirituality is something that we mostly don't have a choice. It's like given to us by birth or like by choice also, right? Sometimes. But with spirituality is something that you dive into by choice. A lot of people go to church and they're not spiritual. They might be religious, but they're not spiritual enough. That's when you have things where you feel like, why is this person's mind so dark? And they go to church. They never miss church, my guy. They go to church Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, everything, all the services in the week and Sunday. But you that maybe you barely go to church, you go to church every Sunday, but your heart, I know we're humans. We have the capability to be evil from day one. You know, we have the capability to think things or do things that are not holy, in quote, right? But with spirituality, it helps you connect yourself to yourself. Like the higher self, and you're more aware about everything that goes on around you. And with spirituality comes with fasting, right? Okay, for me, for example, I was born into a Christian home, like, and the kind of church I went to Redeemed Christian Church of God, like a lot of Nigerians will know that church. So, and we have this church all over the world. So even when I came out here, I found a parish and I was going. So, but like, there are different kind of redeemers or redeemed, I mean. So, like, some actually go, like, fast and all that because we go to camp, we do all those things. But some don't really, like, dive into that spiritual part of the religion, right? So, like, growing up, I never really ever fasted. Maybe my... about that, I record off my phone, so a call kind of did that. Sorry. So, but like I was saying, so my parents never really was like, oh, let's all fast and all that. So I had a choice not to. You see, like with religion, sometimes comes, you have a choice sometimes too, right? Spirituality, like I said, is a choice, right? So it wasn't like, it's not a part of religion where it's mandatory you dive into. You do that on your own. So, but it was growing up, and like also life forces you to go there. Naturally, nature gives you signs, but being that we are not spiritual individuals by ourselves, we tend to keep a blind eye about a whole lot of things when it comes to nature. People believe that with spirituality falls like psychics, all that. Yeah, it's involved in that. They're like, but anyway, so when I went through a certain thing in my life that kind of pushed me to want to be more aware of myself, I started fasting. I had to. I didn't realize what a beautiful thing this was. And I feel like that's why Islams, or like Muslims, they're more connected to themselves and their religion than Christians sometimes. It depends on, you know, what arm of Christianity it is also. Okay, so I'm not trying to point at every Christian. Some Christians like fast a lot and they're very like into their spirituality. That's why we're talking about this today, right? So when I started fasting, I realized that, you know, let's say you fast Mondays and Wednesdays, you would realize that Mondays and Wednesdays you get angry a lot, right? So naturally, nature knows that you're fasting, and you realize that most people become deaf to that. So it's like you are prone to like temptations, and when this temptation is not like, oh, someone is trying to have sex with you. No, like there was a friend of mine in high school when she fasted. Yo, I really didn't. You, there's nothing you would say to her to provoke her. So like that's the point you have to get to also when it comes to fasting, because that's the point I also have to get to, because I'm still like learning a lot when it comes to spirituality. Like people would try to mess with you, get you angry, get you out of character. You gotta keep those hours holy as hell, and just pray. Like make up a search of like words you want to say, or like verses, and pray on it. Everything you want, you would realize that God will send you people and signs, and you have to start being aware. It kind of took me out when I realized that it took the death of Nipsey for people to actually realize that there was something called a sage. Like people were trying to bring down like spirituality because they felt like it was dark, like dark, the dark side of religion. That's not even the case. Like saging your household, saging yourself isn't juju, it's not voodoo. It's, we know that life is like, see, it's like there's this war with spirituality comes an extra layer. And within that extra layer, we know that life is spiritual. We know that around us, the humans that have extra powers that we don't. And you never know who you might offend today. And because of that, they use that extra power that they have that you don't on you. And you're Christian, right? But you don't. You're not connected to yourself. You're not connected to God. How do you think you're gonna overcome that? And the more spiritual you get, the more open you become to visions. You see things in your dreams. In regards to people, in regards to yourself, you see signs. Like when you drive a lot, you see 828. You check your phone, you see 242. You see 121, like something like that, like numbers like that. Read about it. I feel like people should try to challenge themselves to be spiritual, because in our 20s and our 30s, that's when we're getting get into doing the things that God put us in life to do. And they're going to be people that are going to try to stop you on your way. Guy, strap yourself. That's what I would say. When I say strap yourself, I'm not saying strap yourself fetish with fetish stuff, because I don't believe in that. Strap yourself with the word. Strap yourself with God. Believe in Him. Pay attention to things that He's telling you. If God is like saying something to you over and over and over and over and over, listen to it. Like, just be aware of your surroundings. That's just what I'm saying. I don't know why I'm emphasizing on this. And signs also, I have astrology in it. I feel like with astrology, people turn a blind eye to that too, because they feel like astrology is just names, nothing. No, it's actually like a part of us. So you have to understand everything. Like, I don't know, I might not be saying or going in depthly, because it's like I want to put you guys in a situation where you kind of reflect to first. Then when you reflect, then we can have this conversation. Because if I try to dive in, it might throw you off a little off balance. But like, I just believe we should, you don't have to know the entire Bible, but you should be able, you should be able to like be able to see things before they happen to you. You should be able to like, and be open to messages. That's one thing. When it comes to nature, you gotta be open to messages. That's the only way. Especially if you feel like you're confused or like you're stuck, you have to meditate. You have to do things like meditating. You have to do things like fasting, like I said. You have to do things like praying. You don't have to pray like you go to mountain of fire, blah 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 blah. I don't have to do that neither. You can have a conversation with God, you know, like. But I feel like we need to get to a point in our lives where we need to stop that. Oh, like, I don't want to be too Christian. There's nothing wrong with that. You can still do every other thing you want to do in your life, and you're strapped. Like, if a bad fire, if a bad light try to come for you, if you're not strapped, they will come for you. And but if you are like Gucci on a spiritual level, you will see before it happens to you. And if you don't, if you happen not to see it, you know that your guardian angels, because now when you're connecting yourself to your spiritual sides, your guardian angels will drop you notes that they're around you, like they are with you. You have to just give them permission to take charge over you sometimes, like. So That's all for now. That's all for now. And just pay attention to the things that you see when you sleep. Pay attention to the things that you see when your emotion too. Okay. I think that's all I have to say for now. Open your third eye, guys. Open your third eye, because there are people around you, even your friends, family, that mean evil for you, and they smile into your face. But if you're not able to see that, you cannot see the evil behind the smile, there's a problem. If you don't know how to read energies and take off people's energy to test how they are, there's a problem. Like, so we should really work on it, and people should not be scared to talk about it. So this is the shortest episode, I think. I don't know, because it's two different parts. Like I said, the call kind of like interrupted us. So, and I don't know, I'm a weird person, I'm Aquarius, so we don't care or mind talking about weird things. So I don't know, I'm kind of nervous because this might be considered a weird topic, and I don't know how you guys might feel listening to it, but yeah, I'm a Christian. Please, I don't practice juju or none of that. No, I just try to be a bit. I try to connect myself to nature with my Christianity. That's what you should do. Whatever religion that you already have, use that as your flow on your spiritual journey. Don't tap into energies that you shouldn't. Just even for those of you that are into psychics, make sure you're the one pulling. I don't know how to explain it. You're the one pulling the psychic. And two, make sure when you go see a psychic, be aware. Feed ease or energy. Make sure you're in the right place. And test psychics too when it comes to like being fake or real. Ask them something about your past that only you knows. So if a psychic can tell you that, then that's a real psychic. Don't only go to psychics that only tell you about your future, because that way they can tell you whatever you want, you need to hear. Okay? So that's just what I have to say. Don't dive into dark magic. It's not good. Those of you that like to meditate on with different things, like maybe meditation on how to connect to my spirit guides, be careful too. Do not invite the wrong spirit around you and stuff like that. So just whatever you dive into, just be your religion in that moment too. Don't forget the blood of Jesus. Don't forget like the things that you're supposed to say when you feel like there's a dark presence around you. Blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus is powerful. Like, and sometimes I say with the blood of God. Like, so it just depends on you. So yeah. This topic down. So I will catch you guys on the next episode. Thank you. Bye.